wall just to tell people about the benefits of this here thing. No beefing, no drama, just business. Anybody got problems with anybody else here, we bring it to the group. We ain't gotta take it to the streets. All right, let's do it.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show with hosts Mr. Mike Real and Diamond Day.
Mike Real, but you can call me Mr.
This is Unconcealed.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show.
This is Mr. Naz.
Out of the New Jersey and New York area, the Unconcealed Talk Show.
Diamond Day.
This is Unconcealed.
If you're the common denominator in relationships and work and all that, then maybe they ain't the problem. Maybe you are the problem.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show.
This is Unconcealed.
We all have certain challenges that we face during adolescence, young adulthood, and by now, damn it, if you haven't gotten together, it's your own fault.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show.
Look, come on now.
Right.
You know, you go through stuff you're going through, you know, and man, people don't understand. People do understand. You keep putting yourself in the same situation. It's like your home.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show with hosts Mr. Nat, Mike Real, and Diamond Day.
The one and only Mike Phil, and of course, the one and only Miss Diamond D. Tonight she can't be in, you know, but she sends our love. She's handling some own personal business, but we back in the building. What's up, big dog? We got Mike Real, of course. That's what we do.
Yo, what's going on now?
In the building. Dynamic duo, baby.
Yes, sir. You know what I say? It's Mike Real in the house, but you can call me Mister. Yo, happy to be here. Just came off a whirlwind week, man. It was beautiful. Just happy to be back and doing the show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Yeah, Mike had a great time. You know, it's good to see when people having a good time. And as Mike would say, living the best life. You know, Mike, I forgot to put that on the board, but it will be next week. Trust me. But nah, for real talk, before we even go without any further ado, you know, Today is a day of a reflection. About 18 years ago, something happened that affected not only us as Americans, a people of this nation that we live in, but around the world. It's 9/11. Mm. You know, we don't celebrate it, but we acknowledge the people, the victims, the families, the people who's been affected in the aftermath of it, from the cancer to all the first responders that put their lives on the line, just and their families, because so many families were affected around this country and around the world. So we do a salute to them, all of them, you know, the military. I'm talking about everybody that just it came together in an unfortunate situation. A horrific situation, and I remember that. I remember that day like yesterday. You know, I'm gonna swing over to you know, and everybody, you know, I those who wasn't born, you got to check. You got to make sure you recognize their history. Talk to your parents. Talk to people that's there. But people that they may not have been there. We live in the Jersey and New York area. So we was affected. We're in Jersey, across, you know, what divides New York and Jersey, and maybe a highway here and some water, but that smoke and everything's been affected us. Mm-hmm. And it came over here. It was strong. It affected people in Pennsylvania. I mean, it was horrific. And I just remember that day, man. I ran and got my kids, man. I was like, I gotta make sure my kids are good. Stop what I was doing. I literally was working hard. Worked for a private, well, it was in the private sector at the time. And they was like, you need to go over to New York too. I'm like, damn that. I'm going to get my kids. And I literally seen the smoke and fire. And I remember my lady, she was locked down at work. She couldn't get, I mean, it was just crazy, man. But what about you, brother? Yeah. What can you reflect on that day before we can proceed to that show, man?
All I know is that day was crazy. I mean, I remember that day very vividly, man. I was at the time working for a cosmetics company in Clark, New Jersey. And when it went down, I remember everybody running to the roof to see what the hell happened, because first you seen the things on the news, because I was in the cafeteria at the time. And, you know, everybody, it was all this hubbub going on. And then everybody ran to the roof and was like, yo, what the hell's going on? And like you, my first reaction was, yo, I got to go get my damn kids. Because I don't, you know,
word.
At that point, we didn't know what was what. You know, we had a couple drivers on the way to New York. But they didn't get into the city. But just getting back, they weren't able to get back until about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, that's how thick it was that day. But that's the first time something like that had ever happened. And it was just so astounding. And like I said, I remember it like it was yesterday, man. And it wasn't a good feeling. Like, and
no.
We were affected for a while behind that, you know, because
everybody,
you know, we went
everyone.
To New York, you know, we went to New York every day, and for a few weeks, it was affected going into New York. And
of course,
it was just crazy, and they weren't even letting people go down anywhere near where the towers were at the time.
Right.
And
right.
But just like you said, with the smoke and all the ash and all that kind of stuff, then. And see, the thing about that is, man, people are still affected and still dying from that stuff. You know what I'm saying? All the first responders that were down there finding bodies, getting people out of there. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I mean, they were breathing in all that toxic dust and stuff from the building materials and
the plane fuel, everything.
You know, I remember having a cousin who actually worked at the World Trade Center. And that was a big concern, and nobody could contact them because, as you know, phone service that day was really, really jacked up.
Yeah.
You know, but
luckily
he got back home safe and everything. So, you know, that was a blessing.
That's a blessing. That's always a blessing. Always, brother.
Yeah. But, yeah, always. That day was it's a day I'll never forget, bro. Never. You know.
No, exactly. You know, I'm going to say this before we get into our show. You know, for me, that day was one of the strongest milestones in my life. It made me really appreciate life. It made me really have appreciation for those who sacrifice people.
Mm.
And I looked at people's lives and it looked like, man, people's lives have been affected from every facet. Parents who went to work couldn't even get back to pick up their kids from daycare. You know, dropping off in the morning, it blew my mind, man.
Yeah.
It fucked me up for a while, son. And it changed my mindset to do more for my family, more for my kids, more for my community. So yeah, it had an effect to make me go harder. You know, and what I complain about can be nothing compared to what those people went through, and has been victimized and they're deaf. I mean, so. We salute all those, and definitely all those who put their life on the line to try to save as many lives as possible. And I salute y'all. It has been still affected too, 18 years later, and the families and friends and there's so many stories from this horrific event. So many stories. So that's why we cannot forget. They say, you know, definitely in Jersey, New York area, and then I know the tri-state area, we say don't forget. I know around the world we don't forget. We won't forget for those in Pennsylvania, those at the Pentagon. Everyone has been affected by this, you know, so can't forget. So, again, I salute you. I salute all those who have been affected. Not glorifying it, but acknowledgement. You deserve more than a round of applause and the strength that you guys has demonstrated, you know. So me and Mike talked about behind the scenes, but we had to show respect.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah. Woo, heavy. Now,
yeah, heavy.
Yeah. So let's you know, I guess I know we talked about some other things, man. I know, but before we get into the topic, we kind of touch on some recent events. We talked about it, and I think it's an important factor. You know, with that being said, we're going to jump into a topic here before we get into our main topic, which is commitment concerns. You know, it's open-ended. You can look at it from a relationship standpoint. You can look at it from work. You can look at in paintings and the signs in relationships, because it all ties into relationships. Commitment concerns, whether you yourself have a commitment issue, because sometimes some people start something and don't finish it. Consistency, you know, and if you want people to take you serious, what else, Big Dog?
No, I was just going to say, or the people that when they see a commitment coming, they run away from it. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like they don't like. I mean, in work and in a relationship, I've seen it on both ends. You know,
yeah.
I could. Well, you know what? I'm gonna save all that for when we start talking about that later on.
Yeah, no doubt. We're just giving y'all a little prelude. That's just a little prelude, because we definitely dive into that. But Mike, you brought up something that's happening, and I definitely want to let our listeners know. You know, to each his own, and I mean that, to each his own. You know, if you're smoking, drinking, or whatever you do, whatever's your choice, that's on you. But however. We have a concern. There's an epidemic going down. You know, we have many epidemics that affects our community. We do. You know, drugs, all kind of stuff. Just genocide. I mean, just all kind of nonsense. But we're going to talk about vaping. Mike, you want to lead off on that? Because you kind of brought up today, and I think it's appropriate for you to lead off and let our listeners know a little bit about what the hell, one, we're talking about, two, our concerns with this, man, you know, and me, you had a really good conversation on this, Big Dog.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it's, you know, I don't know if you guys realize or not, you know, you hear Nas and I talk on the show and with Dom and D, but, you know, most of the time it's me and Nas because she just joined the show, but, and you may seem, it might seem like, you might sometimes come off a little street or whatever, but I actually watch a lot of news, you know, it's not just Facebook news. I actually watch real news. I'm a real heavy CNN watcher, and other local news and everything like that. I say all that to say, you know, this morning, I heard about this a couple weeks ago, but this morning I heard about it again. And basically, this vaping has taken 6 lives across the country. 6. Okay. Now, why is that significant? Because, you know, the lives that are being taken are young lives. Let's think about who's vaping. It ain't my mama, your mama. You know what I'm saying? Your daddy.
I don't know, man. My mom be acting a little crazy sometimes. Love you, mom.
You know,
I mean, any mom would spit a White Castle in 4 pieces. But that, anyway, I'm sorry. I love you, mom. But go ahead, homie. Sorry.
but basically, it's for that young life. But the problem I have with the vaping thing, and then, you know, let's keep it gully. Kids are smoking it for that flavored tobacco, or not tobacco. Let me erase that there, because it's a non-tobacco product. This is the way they sell it to us. Remember when it came out, they said it was safer than cigarettes. Why? Because it doesn't use tobacco. Well, the problem, and just to throw it out there, we do have the kids, the younger kids, smoking THC out of this, or marijuana, out of these vape pens. Now, the problem with all of this, all of this shit is man-made. This shit is created in labs. You don't know what the fuck you're smoking, especially the kids smoking that goddamn weed in the vape pens. As far as you know, that's some bootleg shit coming from China somewhere. They pumping all kinds of bullshit in it. to make it seem like what it is and it ain't. And it's fucking killing your ass. Now, the shit that's supposed to not be fucking cigarettes is giving motherfuckers lung cancer. What's wrong with that picture? What's wrong with that picture?
Exactly. You know, we talked about that. You know, and people, you know, come on, you gotta wake the fuck up, man. Word is born. Well, I mean, wake up. You know, yeah, it don't got tobacco in it. It has man-made chemicals. They formulate
smoking chemicals.
They making these man-made chemicals. You're sucking in man-made chemicals, people. And when you're sucking that in, what do you think? Oh, well, it's not tobacco. All right, dumbass.
No.
It's chemicals. You might as well sit there and roll up some bleach and ammonia. Well, let me say it like this, because, you know, I went to the, I'm not going to tell you my career. However, we was taught in a certain profession I was in. No, let me not say that, because I don't need anybody doing it. It's chemicals. You know, because we may have a listener too, like, yeah, I can try that. It's odorless, because the same thing as that. You know, it provides smoke. I want people to look up the ingredients to make the gas chamber. Odorless, make smoke. You're dying a slow death. Wake up, people. Wake up. You're dying a slow death. And my brother just alluded to, you know, it's taking lives. You know, you guys got to understand that. Now, make no mistake. I've seen some older heads smoking it. Ah, man, I'm just going to cut off these cigarettes. Okay, all right. You cut the nicotine, but, you know, you want to suck down these chemicals into your lungs.
Exactly.
I don't know if your lungs, you know what I'm saying? You got the nicotine and the cancer building up your lungs. Now you're going to add in some chemicals that you really don't know what those chemicals are.
You don't know.
You know what I'm saying? And young people, your bodies are developing. You're sucking this in. What do you think will develop with your body? You got to understand your body is your most important factor in your defense mechanism. When you take away your body's natural element to defend itself and you try to replace it with a whole bunch of chemicals and pills, because, oh, this will help the headache, and this will help this right here, this will help this will help that, you break your immune system down. Your immune system cannot respond. Your immune system cannot fight off, you know, any potential dangers, antibodies, so forth and so on. And, you know, unfortunately, genetically, some ethnic groups are predisposed to certain elements. But at the end of the day, you got to do the best to take care of yourself. I mean, granted, if you was born with sort of hereditary stuff, it is what it is. But don't make the matters worse. I mean, damn. You make the matters worse. You want to suck down. You know, it kills me, Mike. You know, people that have challenges, you may not be the brightest star, you know what I'm saying? But you're going to sit there and fuck your brain up more with chemicals and certain drugs. To now, if you already have mental challenges and you want to suck down some drugs or some chemical shit to make you more handicapped, it's by design, people. Keep you dumb. Keep you addictive. I mean, you know, Mike, when we talked about this, man, it resonated so deep for me, big dog. It really, really did. But,
my question is, you got all these fucking activists out here. You know, as everybody know, I live down near the Philly area. In Philly, they done passed a sugary drink tax. Okay? Basically, they tax you more money if you buy fucking soda in Philly. Okay?
Soda.
Per ounce.
I can't get a big ass Pepsi.
Yeah, so but that big ass Pepsi gets taxed with another, I don't know, like 60, 70, maybe a dollar.
Work.
Yo, it's so bad. Motherfuckers from Philly are coming to Jersey to buy soda.
Damn.
But you got all these motherfuckers that's they're taking away fucking plastic bags. You know when we go to the supermarket, our plastic bags?
Yeah, no, they do the same thing over here in Jersey, bro. They doing the same thing in Jersey, baby.
See what I'm saying?
And I know they're doing it in New York, in that tri-state area, they're doing that. They want to help the you know to help the environment. Which we should.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. I get
okay,
it.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. I feel you.
However,
they take away fucking straws. They take away straws.
Metal straws.
All right.
Oh no, B. A metal straw.
Yeah. They want everybody to use a fucking metal straw. I mean, okay, it's good in theory. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes I just want to fucking get a bite to eat. And guess what? I don't know if you got a straw on.
Yeah. Remember, metal does oxidate. So, yeah, I know some science. It oxidates and it forms certain molds. But I'm just saying.
That's right.
I know
but
that for sure.
They say that shit is healthy
See,
for.
We're educated, y'all. Don't sleep on us.
But where's all the activists for this shit? It's a chemical that's made that's killing fucking people. Okay? We're
special
all activists for that shit.
Baby. Special interest groups, baby. Special interest.
Yeah.
Again, you know, we can easily tie that into the topic as well. Commitment concerns. What are they really committed to? Destroying lives. And people need to wake up. Wake up, like you just said. You just shined a big light on they're doing this for the, you know, our environment and doing it for our Mother Nature, yada, yada, yada. What are we doing for the human beings? How can we make people better? Health-wise, what can we do?
You know when we was talking about our government don't do shit, and this is just real talk, people. This is some other shit that y'all don't realize. They don't do shit when it's just affecting, let's just say, a certain class of people.
Nah, well, say it, bro. We no apologetic here. Say it. Because you know what? Because we got to have a conversation. Because you know what? We will have a conversation, bro. Hit it. Word.
Okay. All right, real talk. Our government don't do shit when it's fucking happening in the black communities, the black areas, the urban areas. They turn a blind eye to it. It's not until it starts hitting those fucking suburbs and little Johnny and little fucking Ricky on a soccer team, or Stephanie and Tiffany on a motherfucking cheerleading team. You know what I'm saying? Is when they fucking step in. And I said that to say, I just seen something on the CNN news feed that 49 plans to ban
45, yeah.
These flavored vape pens. Now, why is that all of a sudden?
Because it's affecting.
Did I mention that the six?
Beauty, baby.
Did I mention that the six deaths across the country just so happened to be white individuals?
Are we talking about reported deaths? Because you know, like I know, reported deaths.
Reported.
I don't think y'all heard that. Exactly.
There could be more attributed to this. Okay? It's the same thing as the opioid epidemic, you know? We've been having problems like this shit in the ghetto for how many years? You know what I'm saying?
Before we was born.
Yeah. People were pill heads, coke heads, you know, the whole nine. They could give a shit. Once little Johnny and Tiffany start fucking ODing and shit, all of a sudden now it's an opioid epidemic. And this is, you know, this ain't bullshit. I'm not talking out my ass. This is real shit, people. Y'all got to pay attention to what's going on around you. It's not until they start getting affected that they decide they want to do something about it. As long as these motherfuckers in Chicago and these urban areas are killing themselves with these guns, you ain't hear them talk about no goddamn gun control.
No, they never talk about it because they want. What you hear all the time, they make little jokes and it's on these TVs. Yeah, let them kill each other.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on. You don't think that's by design? Come on. Because you got to understand, all right, well, real estate, you know, and I'm going to say this because I talked to a couple of real estate brokers and they're also business heads. You know, these guys mm-hmm. are fighting over all this stuff. Yeah, the property value goes down. When it goes down, everybody wants to move. They want to move out. Then these other companies and other people come in, buy up the property, gentrification, they move your asses out because basically you guys are killing each other. They wipe you out. They justify that by wiping you guys out, getting your eyes out of here. You're killing yourself, going to jail. You know, the property level drops down. Companies come in, buy the properties, redevelop, move your ass out. It's too expensive to live there. And then on top of that, once they move your asses out, you got to keep in mind, the urban areas throughout this country receive federal funding. Even in real estate, they can receive a certain grant money. You got to understand that. It's a bigger picture with people.
Ain't that kind of what's going on in our beloved North right now?
Oh, no doubt. I see it all the time. That's exactly what's happening in North. But, you know, and what's happened is, just, you know, the smaller people, the smaller businessmen, they're moving people out. They're making it too expensive to live in. They're making it too expensive. However, there is a fight going on in the politics in the city of North because they're trying to make sure if, you know, what the mayor, he's, you know, this is what he's saying, and I did speak to a couple of people that runs business management. They have to offer a certain part of that residential facility to low-income residents of North. Is it being done? Is it being managed? We don't know. We don't know. I don't know. So I can't give you that much additional details, but I do know that that's supposed to happen. I know personally one of the gentlemen, forgot his name, it slips my mind, from Shark Tank. He's bought property down in North, and he's already building a residential property. There's some type of bougie club that's being franchised out of New York coming into North as well. Oh, they're going to clean the area up. Make no mistake. That's how it works, people. But, you know, we want you guys, you know, we say this because we want you guys to stay alert. You know, like I said, we don't get heavy into politics. We just talk about life experiences. We don't claim to be, we're not professional. We're just people, individuals, men and a woman. We only talk from real perspectives. Life experience.
Right.
Ain't no damn book. Ain't nobody telling us, well, you know, you should feel this way. Nah, fuck that. We talk from living this life, being around people who have been affected from death to drugs to jobs to families. We come from the realest perspective as possible. And that's all we can do. You know, that's all we can do, people. I mean, so I just need y'all to understand that because sometimes people get it twisted. You know, who do you think they are? Fuck that. Nah. This is just who we are, and that's how we come across, B. But, man, we kind of went deep there, bro.
Yeah, a little bit.
We kind of went deep there, player. But I think it's time for a quick mix. Can I hit him with a 5-minute quick mix, baby?
Yeah, I think we can do that.
Okay. So, listen. We're from Jersey. We like to play a little bit of all music. You know, it ain't no mystery. I'm a DJ. You know, I have a ton of DJs with me. You know, Mike's been part of the squad for a long time. And you know, Jersey, we bounce on this club thing a little bit, you know. Mike, I'm sorry, man. I couldn't find that damn Central line. So I got to take care of you next week, man. I was trying to rush and get the other thing lined up. So
y'all
understand it. You know, when you hear it next week, you'll understand where we're coming from. You know, the Central line is deep. It's the lyrics. You got to understand it. You know, when we don't break down the lyrics, we're going to have a little big, quick little moment. If you hear it, you'll be like, I see what they're talking about. So you'll understand next week. But, we're going to get this quick mix, big dog. You know, and as Mike says, please something to make me feel good. You know, this is a master mix that I hooked up. You know, you can check us out, shadowworldsradio.com. Big salute to the Pretty Grinders for holding down the Secure the Bag show this week. Also, salute to Rebirth Radio. And, you know, that's what we do, Mike. Any other shout-outs?
I mean, I just wanted to say, Rebirth had their big event on Sunday. You know, I wasn't able to attend because I actually left on Saturday. But I reached out to Simone. I seen the pictures online. It looked like it was a great success. Yeah, the Legends Award that they had in Baton Rouge looks like it was a great success. They had a big turnout. I'm just so proud of our compound out there for doing that. I mean, I think this is like the third time they've done it, but every time they do it, it gets bigger and bigger. So congratulations to you, Simone, for pulling that off, and continued success.
Yeah, no doubt. Simone, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we will have Simone on the show soon, talk about Rebirth Radio and the things that she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Without no further ado, let's jump this quick mix, Big Dog, and we can make you bounce. I'm just going to go a little quick hard on this little dance thing and, enjoy. We'll be back shortly.
I am the architect. I created the Matrix. I've been waiting for you.
Talk show with hosts Smithson and Michael and Diamond here.
Woo! That's what we do in Jersey, baby, in New York area. We try to make it bounce, master mix style. What do you think,
sir?
Mike? Did it make you feel good?
Yeah, It made me feel good, bro. It made me feel real good. I was rubbing myself a little bit.
You stupid. I'm sorry. Did I snort? Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. He said, threw me off. I wasn't ready for the rubbing myself. But yeah, it made me rub my nipples a little bit. Yeah. You know, as a DJ, just for those DJs out there, y'all know when y'all put in work. Trust me. You know, you're like, it was all right. Here, take this. But then you know you put in work. You know, but, you know, those listening and my dudes, a big salute to Brick City. Dudes that are listening. You know, I see you. I see y'all listening. I got you. Don't worry about it. I got you. You know, so, you know, I got you. You know, whatever you do out there, just be safe. Real talk.
No doubt.
But now, we're about to jump in this damn topic. And before we jump in this topic, I'm going to play something, Mike, for you. And when we play it, we're going to jump right into this commitment concerns. So listen to this, and let's talk.
What are you laughing at? You're spoiled, ass.
No, please, honey. Don't start anything, please.
No, neither. He need to hear this. Now, I keep quiet around here out of love and respect for your mama. But you need to grow up and be a man.
Be a man? What you mean, like you? I should be like you, Melvin? You a man?
No, little nigga, you can never be like me. You don't need to be like me, but what you need is to stop sitting around here trying to blame everybody for your problems. You need to check yourself. Oh, you know what your problem is, baby boy? You got shit all twisted. You got an Oedipus complex. You want your mama to be your woman, but this is my woman.
Okay, Melvin.
My woman.
Right, that's enough.
Nigga, you need to move. But you want to fuck with a nigga, right? I try to be a good motherfucking nigga, but I can't be because little bitch-ass niggas like you want to fuck with me. You want to fuck with a nigga, right? You want a nigga who got two strikes on him to go to jail for life, motherfucker. That's what you want.
Fuck it, I'm leaving, man.
Fuck no, I'm leaving. And I can't live
Melvin.
Like this.
Jody found out he wasn't a man right then, didn't he?
Yeah, man. But for those listening to, that was a scene with Melvin talking to Jody. He showed his level of commitment to his woman, but Jody tried to step up and try to challenge that commitment. You know, if you have a commitment, you know, that's fine. But understand, whatever your commitment is, you're going to meet challenges. And sometimes you got to put in work not to be derailed off those commitments. Now, we started early in the show, there's different levels to commitment concerns. So many levels to it. You know, we're going to talk about it from relationships to work to as men. Ladies, we're going to talk to you too. You know, but I had to touch that there because you have people in families and you have kids that you raise. I understand you have a commitment to them. You can love your kid, help your children. But if you're in a relationship with your husband, wife, whatever, you got a commitment to them. You should not make your husband or your wife wait on, you know, building your relationship because you're trying to hold some commitment to them. This may be touching some buttons, but that's real talk. You can't build what you have if you're too committed on negative shit because your kids or whoever else or other family members got hang-ups in their life. Fuck them. You got to live your life. And as Mike always alluded to, you got to live your best life. You can't let people, because, you know, well, I'm loyal to you, I'm your family. I don't got to be committed to your bullshit. I don't. I really don't. But that's why we said commitment concerns. You know what I'm saying, big dog? You know, you can't, you know, commitment. People get that mixed up, get it fucked up. Well, we're family, we good. You should, fuck that. or friends, I'm sorry. You know, we'll even say that. Friends or associates, because you grew up with them. Oh, you my man. Yo, nigga, We went to fifth grade together, or maybe seventh or eighth grade, or maybe high school.
Yeah.
I'm not that same dude. I don't owe you that. I owe you no commitment. So when we say commitment, you got to understand there's time and pages and phrases in different times when you use the level of commitment. There's sometimes that you have to get rid of certain past commitments to commit to new things to your life.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just my take on, you know, top, you know, starting off this topic, baby. What do you got there, Mike?
I mean, well, you know, I agree with you when it comes to that. I mean, you know, I don't commit to too many cats, male, female. I don't commit to too many families, to be real talk. You know what I'm saying? I got love for family. I always do. Always have had love. But however, I don't commit to too much shit. Something I learned in the Army, man, back when I was in the Army. You don't volunteer for shit. Huh?
I'm sorry, bro. That's just, I'm sorry. That's funny, but I see you saying that.
You know what I'm saying? You don't volunteer for shit. You know what I'm saying? So I don't voluntarily commit myself to situations. Because when you volunteer or commit to something, that normally comes back and, especially a situation you don't really know a whole lot about. It'll tend to come back and bite you in the ass. And I like my ass the way it is. Okay? So, you know, that's my take on that.
Word.
Too. Now,
no, word.
That's
word.
One level.
I like how you just said you don't commit. You know, in military, you don't commit to a lot of the things that they offer. And I think that should actually apply to life, man. Before you jump into commitment, you need to do your research. You know, you need to pay attention to the signs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's a relationship you're just getting into. Because, fellas, if you want to link up with a lady, you need to pay attention to the little factors about her.
Yeah.
You know,
yes, sir.
You know, don't you know, if you, she's already, if, all right, check it. If she already has children, and you're like, yeah, I'm down for that, and she, and it's not really a thing, be honest. Understand that. Because her issues may be like, you know what, I'm looking for a baby daddy, or I'm looking for a husband.
Yep.
They may not be your issues. You know, pay attention to those things. You know, you can call it commitment concerns, red flags, however, whatever the hell you want to, you know, consider it. But look at that. Understand what you're getting into the commitment. I'm sorry, what you got to do?
Nas, can I throw an asterisk on that?
Yeah, oh, no doubt.
And fellas, don't bullshit the lady just to get the drugs. Okay.
Thank you.
If that's not your fucking thing, okay, then step away from it. Step the fuck away.
Man,
because
the fuck
a woman
up.
Like that get, you know what I'm saying? Women like that get hurt all the time, all the time. And you know, I feel sorry for them because it's hard enough to raise kids on your own because most of the time the daddies ain't in the kids' lives. They busting their ass to take care of them. So when they think they got a good man, they go all out just to find out you ain't nothing but another asshole that they've been fucking chasing, you know, for forever. So fellas, you meet a chick in the club, a bar, I don't know, in the fucking supermarket, and y'all start politicking, and you know she starts talking about she got kids and shit. I don't give a fuck how fine she is, and I know this is hard. And you know that's not your scene. You're not ready for an instant family.
Be honest. Word.
Be honest.
Word.
Be honest.
Yeah. Word up. So. Definitely be honest, fellas. If you're not committed, and that's a red flag, and that's a concern of you, be honest to yourself and to her. I agree with you, big dog. I cold-heartedly believe that. You know, even more on a relationship level. Ladies, if you were a dude, you can't change him. If your commitment doesn't, if his commitment level can't match yours, and y'all can't y'all can't be on the same page of level of commitment goals, and he's not talking the verbiage or the language, love language, relationship language that you can relate to, and it does not make you feel comfortable, whether you have kids or not. That's a red flag and a concern for your ass. Pay attention to that. Mike said earlier about fellas don't bullshit them. Ladies, you got to pay attention to this bullshit, too. Look for those signs. Yeah. Oh, he looks fine. He got a bunch of money. Nah. Let me tell you something, ladies. You got a bunch of dudes who use money as their power tool to try to control the narrative in the situation. You know, and I'm being honest. That's what it is. That's what it is, ladies.
That's exactly what it is.
You see, you got to understand what some men do, and we are guilty of that. Money brings power. When they feel power in the situation, they're gonna control it. They're gonna spend the money. They don't mind spending thousands of dollars on you for a quick lay or whatever. Yeah, I said it, a quick lay. You know, whatever. And then if you find, let me not say it, to each his own. Let me just say that. However you look, he may treat you like a trophy wife. He may treat you exactly like that, as an object. And he's going to use you. If his conversation, if you find that you're talking and he can't recite back some of the things that interest you or your goals, you really want to pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Oh, here, you want this? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got some money for you. Pay attention to that, ladies. You know, I'm telling you because I once was a womanizer a long time ago. It took me having kids. You know, maybe not the way I wanted to. And I tell my kids honestly, I'm honest with them. Like, listen, you know, he wasn't playing. I'm going to keep it real. However, you was definitely a beautiful surprise. And y'all have helped me become a better man. And my kids, like, they looked at it. I was like, look, I made mistakes. And I don't pull that trigger with them. I don't beat around the bush with that. And I try to help my kids. But ladies, you really got to pay attention to those things with these men. If they're not talking that commitment relationship and you ready for one, that's a concern for your ass. Pay attention, please.
Well, can I put an asterisk on that now?
Please.
Ladies, and I'm saying this because I actually know somebody going through this now. Ladies, if this man does not make you a priority in his life, if everything else is more important than you and what you want to do, and it's all about him and what he wants to do, that's a sign, ladies. Okay? That's a sign to step the fuck off, because you don't want no man that's treating you as a sucking fucking fiddle. And basically nothing that you want to do or you know fucking matters. And you just gotta sit there and kind of wait for him to, you know, do what he want to do when he wants to do it. See, that's bullshit. That's not how relationships work. Okay? Trust me, it don't work that way. Not successful relationships.
No, it don't. It don't. It truly don't.
You know what I'm saying? And like you said, Nas, they come along, they got their little fucking money and whatever, and they feel like they control you. And ladies, you don't make it fucking hard on them. See what I'm saying? Because you taking the money. You know what I'm saying? When you in the pinch, who do you call? You know what I'm saying? So now this nigga knows he needs you, or you need him rather. And you never, and this is a man talking to you. You never, ever, ever want a man to feel like you need him, because he has the control. Go ahead, Nas.
No, listen, man. Now, I'm just feeling that right there, bro. I'm feeling that. And ladies, you know, we're talking to you because we love. We love our women. We love our women because we understand, you know, you're our listeners, and we, you know, we have a female audience, and we want to make sure that we not on some self-conceited or male chauvinistic ideology. You know, we want to understand that we do understand, because we have, you know, family members. We have people, women that's important in our lives. And, you know, the things we talk to
we
you guys about.
We got fucking daughters.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? The same way I'm talking tonight, I talk to my baby girl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's real talk.
That's it. That's it. That,
you know what I'm saying?
Talk,
you never fucking make a man feel like you need him. That's why I've taught her, and she has successfully gotten to that point where she don't really, and she has a boyfriend, but she don't need him for shit, except for the shit I don't really want to think about. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to hear that.
But as far as money, she's straight. As far as credit, she's straight. You know what I'm saying? She can do what she want, when she want, however she want to do it. She don't need no fucking man to do it. And that fucking makes me fucking just happy as hell. See what I'm saying?
And it should. That's for all our fathers out there. You know, understand the father, you know, the sins of a father wear upon the son. That goes about the women too. You know, if you have a child, you know, things you do, that karma. We talked about it in an earlier show, Big Dog, about how karma can come back. So understand how you treat a woman can come back, and how someone treats your child, your grandchild, your daughter,
right.
You know, your niece or whatever. So, you know, fellas, ladies, you know, that goes for the women too. You have sons too. So, you know, talk to them. Have a dialogue with them about commitment concerns. Have a dialogue with them about red flags of commitment. And I have a dialogue, if you're in the relationship, the person that you're trying to get in a relationship with, if their language can't match yours or even feels uncomfortable, you need to be adult enough to kind of step away. Because at the end of the day and at the end of the situation, it will benefit both of you guys. And it won't waste your time, waste his time or her time, so forth and so on. So please understand that. That's why we brought this commitment concerns on the table, because sometimes people don't take the time to look at it. Like, you know, I want to get into a business relationship. We're going to swing right over to a business part. Because, and big salute to the Pretty Grinders. This is Shadow Worlds Radio. For those tuning in, the call-in number is 516-595-8127. This is Shadow Worlds Radio. This is Unconcealed Talk Show. Yours truly, Mr. Nas, the one only Mike Real, and of course, Diamond D. She couldn't be here tonight because she has other obligations. And salute to her and what she do. You can check her out on Diamond D. Show on Facebook. You know, you can also check us out on Facebook. Hit the Unconcealed Talk Show. You'll see our page. You know, we also, if you want to hit us up through Instagram, contact us through Shadow Worlds on Instagram. Put in Shadow Worlds. And also on Twitter. You know, so we're trying to make these moves. But we're going to swing this pendulum over to the business part. Now, whatever you do in life, whether it's school, whether it's business, or you working a job and you have to correspond with different people, public or whatever, there's a certain level of commitment in the relationships that you deal with. Now, me and Mike, we're running Shadow Worlds Radio. Let's make no mistake what it is. It's a multimedia collaborant business network. That's what we do. We have things that we got going with that. We also understand there's a level of commitment when we make relationships. We understand that a little bit more now as we got older. So we tell you guys, when you're in business, it's not always about grabbing any and everybody for business, because not all business is good business. I'm going to say that again.
That's right.
Not all business is good business. You can sit there and be, you know, the most known cat in your area, your jurisdiction, but if the business is not making sense and is not benefiting you, and you can't see a long-term goal that could benefit you from having this relationship or commitment with that individual or person or individuals, it's a concern, goddammit. It is concern. And if and early in the relationship, you find that you having these concerns and the level of commitment doesn't match yours, it's time to start looking in eyebrows up. I know me and Mike talk behind the scenes about this about this already. Because our thing is, if we tell you, and this is something, and that's, you know, before I even go that further, when me and Mike decide to link up and do this business together as not only as friends and brothers, we understand there's business and there's friendship. We put the parameters down up front. We didn't bullshit each other. We didn't try to dance around it. Either we're going to be friends or we can be business partners, or we do both. But we had to lay down the law with each other, draw the line. Look, we're boys, but understand, this is business. We don't agree with everything, but we look at the bigger picture. We look at what's going to benefit the big picture. We understand our levels of commitment to the business. and we say, okay, we're not going to compromise our mission statement or our goals or our vision. We're not going to compromise that. So we say that when we deal with business with other people and other entities.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for if you deal with any fucking body out here. If you're going to create business relationships, understand the commitment that you're prepared to give that person, but also understand is it reciprocated and how can y'all both benefit from that level of commitment in that relationship. And if there's red flags on one other and the other early, you really need to really reassess the situation. You know, I swung that over, man, because I thought it was appropriate to hit that business commitment because a lot of times I know we talk about relationships, talk about everyday life, but the business, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, I know why you swung that pendulum, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
We we're unapologetic about the shit we say, but this, you know, we take pride in what we do, and maybe
that's a lot
of people can take lessons from that shit. You know, take pride in what you do. Take time to do the little extras. Show somebody that you have a level of commitment, because if you show a level of commitment to your own business, and I think Pretty Grind has touched on that earlier. You can check out their show. What day we pumping them on Mondays?
Mondays for
the ladies. Yeah, Security Bags. Check them out. They talked about investing to your own self. That's a level of commitment. If you can't invest into yourself, how do you expect somebody else to invest into you? If you don't promote your own brand and product and commit to your own brand and product, why the fuck somebody else is going to commit to you if you don't commit to your fucking self and your business?
Yeah.
Your relationships, all that shit.
it's like me fucking selling hot dogs and you come to my fucking stand and I'm eating fucking hamburger.
Yes.
While I'm eating hamburger.
Yes.
But you selling hot dogs, motherfucker.
Yeah.
That ain't, you know what I'm saying? That shit ain't real. You know what I'm saying?
But that person is so stupid because they're not looking at it as a concern. Now, to a person that's a consumer, it's like, yo, hold up. You selling hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see no hamburger parts over here. And you woofing down a hamburger. You're like, damn, you don't believe in your own stuff? You have no commitment to yourself? And that's something
y'all
need to understand, man. I mean, whether business or individuals or people you deal with, if someone does not show a level of commitment to their self of improvement, empowerment, betterment, appearance, dialogue in life, and I'm going to say this, you got some jokers out here, and ladies and gentlemen, whether you on the East Coast, West Coast, Louisiana, Texas, or California, salute to California, by the way, if you see a person who's stuck in the same situation throughout years, they blame every goddamn body else. I can't seem to get a break. It's about 10 years. You done nothing to change your situation? You did nothing to commit to yourself to be a better individual? You got no education. You can't get a job. Well, it's kind of simple fix there. How about take your ass back and get your GED? All right, you don't have experience. Start small, build up. They ain't paying me what I want. Then I think you need to work two jobs. build up. Commit to your goddamn self. And what kills me, you got jokers out here, Mike, that want to complain about everybody else's fault and when they try to, and they have family response. I got child support. Okay, that child has to be here, player. You can't get no sympathy from me. I'm the last person you want to come at. you have not committed nothing to try either one, build a better relationship with your baby mother, or committed to, all right, we don't get along. It is what it is. You know, I can't be with her. She can't be with me. But this child is ours. So I got to get committed to that child. So I'm going to do what the fuck I need to do to take care of that child. That's mine. It ain't about her. You know, I give her child support. I don't give a damn. So what? All right. You got to pay child support. What she does with the money or he does with money, that's their business. But you make sure you do what you need to do. And if that person, the spouse, is not doing what they're supposed to do, and you see your child looking raggedy and not in a good, safe place, then you take the appropriate matters. You go to court. You fight to get your child and put them in a good situation. And hopefully, God willing, that y'all can talk later on, and that person, the other co-parent, can get their shit together, then y'all can coexist. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't take away from you as a man or woman when you're holding the other one, you know, listen, this is my child, I want the best for them. It ain't about you, it's about this child. And that's really what it is. And people sometimes get those commitment levels twisted. So, and I say that because there's people listening who complain about child support. But your commitment should be that child. No excuses. Now, they're taking all your money, whatever court you're in, whatever state you're in, you can go there and ask for a modification. Listen, I don't make this amount of money. I need to live. You got some cold-ass judges, but like, I don't give a fuck. Still pay this money. You know what? I got to get another job. You got to do what you have to do to better your life. You know, did you take the energy? Because, Mike, you said earlier, we can't control what other people do. We control what we do.
That's right.
It's going to be some it's going to be some work you got to put in. But how committed are you to that work? You know what I'm saying? How committed are you to that damn work? How committed are you to becoming a better person, who the fuck you want to be, spiritually, mentally, physically, or relationship-wise?
Unfortunately, Nas, a very large percentage of the brothers out there are not that committed. Now, I said a large percentage. But there are some that are committed. I will say that. Every fucking brother, you know, young brother out there, young, old, whatever you want to call them, there are some that are committed to doing the right thing by their child. Okay?
And salute to them.
But unfortunately, it's more of the ones that don't than there are the ones that do. You know what I'm saying? The ones that come by with a pack of Pampers every 6 months.
Yeah.
And act like they're doing something. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And ladies, don't shit on him. Get the Pampers. Get the Pampers. If he's not going to man up, you can't make him. If he's not going to be something better than who he needs to be, you can't make him. If he's not going to do it for himself, cursing him out and you ain't shit and all that and doing that in front of the child is not helpful. You know, and I know we kind of streaming into that lane a little bit, but it's still a part of the commitment of issues. You can't worry about the shit he's doing. Thank you. Let him say hi to his child, because it's really a bad look. You know, it's a bad look when you sit there and try to cause division between the child and the other parent. You know, don't worry about what he or she is doing. Worry about what you got to do. Do your part. Mm-hmm. Worry about the child. You know, whether he falls in line or not, that's fine. Because at the end of the day, that child's going to see and recognize who's there. Trust me. You know, that child will recognize. So we say that because we know that's a serious issue, and we know that at some point we're going to have that a part of our show, talking about other relationships with child support, stuff like that. You know, I'm going to try to get a professional lawyer who deals with that. And maybe some men to call in on that topic. You know, we talk about that later. But we understand, you know, we talk about it because it's commitment concerns. We wanted to kind of dive into that a little bit because we wanted to show you guys how commitment ties into various aspects of our lives. And we need y'all to recognize that shit. You know, it's we try to make you think. So we come up with topics like, yeah, I didn't think about it like that. Not professionals, but we just coming from an everyday perspective. Now, Mike, we talk about business. Do we need to touch on business anymore about commitment and business? I know sometimes you go extra hard. I mean, sometimes I got to calm you down.
Nah, fuck you, nigga, because you know what? Sometimes it depends on where the conversation goes. I mean, I think we touched on this before. But just, you know, it's like you alluded to, talk about cats we talk about, you know, I don't make enough money and shit. And, you know, especially the young kids, I'm speaking to the younger kids now, the young adults, who thinks that every job they get, they're supposed to be making XYZ amount of hour. You know what I'm saying? But they ain't qualified for shit, huh?
Yeah, no. I'm drinking my tea right now.
Yeah. I mean, but then what the fuck makes you even qualified to earn that? You know what I'm saying? You know, one of my sisters, her dumbass,
speak. That's his sister.
Yeah, well, whatever. She knows how I feel about it.
Oh.
But I remember back in the day when she had her first child. Now, you notice how I said that, her first child. Okay? Because she ain't had a gang of them motherfuckers since. But that's another story.
Damn. Cold.
And she was like, you know, my wife and I, you know, we in the fucking grind every day. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, my mom used to help us out watching, you know, she actually watched both our children at different points in their lives.
Right.
So it was one of them days we were picking up, I can't remember if it was my son or my daughter, but my sister was there and, you know, she was pregnant or whatever. And she made a statement talking about, her child ain't gonna work for nothing. She gonna get a job making $1,000 a week. She gonna be straight. And me and my wife was just looking at her like, really? What the fuck qualifies you? And this is back years ago. What the fuck qualifies you to make $1,000 a week? But you couldn't tell her shit. You know what I'm saying? Fast forward to present day. You know, that shit's so fucking raggedy. It's like a motherfucking, one of them old fucking slave shacks. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
But that's what I'm saying about commitment. Because, you know, okay, I'm not saying you can't achieve this goal. But what did you do to help you achieve that goal? See what I'm saying? You damn sure didn't commit to, you didn't commit to work. You didn't commit to learning a new career. You know what I'm saying? You dropped out of fucking high school.
Yeah.
So
how did she fix that?
So,
I mean, did she ever fix that?
No. What was your fucking plan?
But yeah, she wants some top job.
Yeah, exactly. What was your big fucking plan? How was this going to magically come off? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and yet, you're talking to a fucking man at that time, and as you know, back in the day, I always worked two fucking jobs. I did whatever I had to fucking do to take care of my fucking family. See what I'm saying?
But that was the commitment that you embraced and you did. You didn't have to go to someone else and ask, like, yo, listen, I need your help. In fact, damn it, I would have to say you was even more motivated not to go to ask anybody else for help.
That's right. You're damn right.
That was your commitment. Like, nah.
I went and we had this conversation. I went to a person one time and asked them to do something for me. And that motherfucker gave me their ass to kiss. And after that, never again. My wife and I have always. Huh?
How many years ago are we talking about, man?
We're talking like years, and this is when my kids were first born.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So significant time has passed, and that's what I'm saying. It took, it was a motivating factor to make you take a level commitment. You use that moment to catapult you to another level of commitment, on a higher level commitment. And the reason I'm saying that, man, because you know what? That is one of the big lessons. You know, sometimes people are like, well, oh, yeah, you know, I learned this, I learned that. Sometimes we got to listen to other people learn the stuff that they go through, their trials and tribulations, to make us better. Because, you know, look, somebody could tell you, hey, listen, man, you walk down this trail, there's a big-ass hole there. You know, but, you know, listen to that. You know what I'm saying? Listen to that. Listen to those type of stories. Listen to those stories and understand which path you're going to walk. Well, I know it's a hole there. And when I say that to say this because you alluded to a time in your life when you went and asked the individual for some assistance. He didn't, and it just clicked on you to say, you know what, my commitment is somewhere else, and I will not be put in this situation ever again. And I say that because a lot of people need to pick up on that. You know what I'm saying? When you get that damn slap in the face, that knock in the head, people always say, I need a sign from God. Well, God damn it, if you get a sign that's telling you to change the path you're on, don't wait. You know, don't make excuses. I don't see what's happening, but you continue walking on this damn path. You know, whether, you know, going back to early in the show, whether you're vaping or not, years from now, you're like, oh, I don't know how I got this cancer. I don't know what the hell's on my body. Oh, I got
That's the thing about that vaping shit, man. This shit is killing motherfuckers faster than cigarettes ever did.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It ain't
taking
years. But
people are waiting on the line for you. You know, you're getting signs and it's being reported to you, not just through the news, through all the other kind of stuff. And even, you know, we treat this as a platform. We're giving information. Share that information. If you're getting signs that something's not right, change the path. Make a commitment to a better path. Yeah. You know? And that's all we're trying to tell you. If you're going to make a commitment to be better. I mean, God damn it. Stop making excuses. And like you said, Mike, it's like, you know, I'm not going to, you know, talk about your family, man, but if you want better in life, commit to yourself. Damn. Stop the bullshit. Stop complaining. You know, we talk about stop playing victim. You know, we stop fucking complaining. I mean, damn. Stop complaining about everybody else's shit. If you're not even committed to yourself to be better. Like we said before, and karma and all other shows, maybe it's not them, it's you. Maybe you have not committed to yourself. You know, you're overweight. I don't like the way I look. Then do something about it. I don't like what my clothes is. Then do something about it. You got to be able to commit to yourself. The first level of commitment in anything you do, and I'm not even a professional or whatever the people want to talk about, your first level commitment is to you. Because without you, you can't make other better decisions. If you choose to be a better person, whether it's faith or whatever, make a commitment and roll with it. And if that commitment, you know, backfires, whatever, fuck it. It happens. It is what it is. You know what? I got to go another path. That's it.
That's right. I gotta quote my late father once again, because like I said, my father wasn't a fucking great man. He was great to me.
No doubt.
He had his issues and everything, but he spoke a lot from his heart, and the shit he said was simple, but it was powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, it's time for one of his words of wisdom. Nothing comes to a sleeper but a fucking dream.
That's right.
Think about that. Think about that for a minute. See what I'm saying?
It's simple, but it's profound. Think about it.
That's right.
That's it.
If you want something in life, don't sit back and wait for it to happen. You got to go out there sometime and you got to make that shit happen. And guess what? It might not happen the first time around, but you don't fucking quit. You just figure out where you got to retool that shit and come at it again.
That's it. But you got to be committed to it. You got to be committed to it. You know what I'm saying?
You got to be committed to it.
You got
to
be
committed to it.
You know, giving up. It's easy to be like, I give up, that's it. Let me tell you something. Anything you do, don't let no one deter you. Now, they can give you advice. You pick up the advice and run with it however you want to do it. It is what it is. But you can't deter. You got to understand, you know, what's hot. You know, I think the first thing in commitment concerns is look at your own level of concerns and red flags. Look at where you at and where you need to be. And it may not go perfect. It may not be on a perfect scenario. It may be seem frustrating. The world is going hard on you. But you know what? You gotta look at yourself. It starts with you first. It starts with you as an individual. It starts with you, even from family to job to certain situations. Now, mind it, You know, you want to make moves, power moves, that's fine. Don't cut off your nose, bite your face. You know, don't do that. All I'm saying is that look at you first and your level of commitment, whether relationships, whether it's individual, whether it's mentally, physically, whether behavior or spiritually. Look at yourself. And if that conversation, that language don't sound right, you know, talk to yourself. I mean, you ain't crazy. Hell, we talk to ourselves all the damn time. Like, what you doing?
Yes,
now?
I
Come
do.
On, B. You know, it don't make sense. You know,
that's
I sit
right.
here knowing damn well there's a speed trap in this area. I'm a black man driving a nice little car, you know. I'm going to get pulled over. The probability of them looking at me, pulling me over is highly likely. So how do I carry myself a certain way? Pull my damn seat up, take the hood off my head, turn the music down. I don't create the scenario for them. But I've decided it doesn't make me a punk. You know, well, it shouldn't be. But no. Because I made a choice that I made a commitment to myself. I looked at the past things that I did that gave me red flags, my behavior and my commitments, and I changed it as well as Mike did, as well as Diamond did. You know, we recognize that. And, you know, it may be age and maturity. It really may be. But like you said earlier in the show, Mike, we got some awesome young people out here who get it. We really do. And honestly, those listening, and you guys got a sense of awoke, you're woke, and you got direction and commitment, and you're making things happen, like, you know, some of our children, and y'all the future. Don't listen to some ignorant-ass people deter that, because we need y'all ass. This country needs you. Word is more. I mean, we need you. Don't take advice from an idiot, you know, from a court jester. If you're trying to be a king or queen, you know, don't take advice from a court jester. You know, they let them entertain you because that's what it is. You know, that's a saying that I got from, I remember my grandfather, God rest his soul. He used to smoke his cigarettes and drink Miller Lite. You know, he was in Newport? Got them damn cigarettes. Yeah, he was a smoker, but he loved it. He would just say, after Scott would just spurt out shit. I'm like, yeah, Grandpa, I got you. No doubt. You know, don't listen to a jester if you're trying to be a king. I first of all, when I was young, I was like, what the hell's a jester?
Yeah.
But
then,
it made
adult,
sense.
You
know, saying that
as
with your dad
adult,
said.
Yep.
It makes a whole lot of sense. And like your dad
makes
said,
a whole
you know,
lot of sense.
You know, we understand now. So, but like again, you know, we try to provide a platform to let people know, just shine a light on everyday experiences. And sometimes, you know, we may go deep, and it's not to try to take anything away. It's just that we, you know, we try to enlighten, and through our conversation, through life experiences, man. So we talk about building each other's self. Now, can we, Mike, give some direction to people, or maybe some short little suggestions on building a better life, you know what I'm saying, for themselves, or commit, how to become betterly committed to themselves, or better committed relationships or jobs. Can we give a little bit of advice to help those that's listening?
I mean, again, it all goes back to the person, man. I mean, what works for me might not work for everybody else. But the basis of it is basically, in relationship-wise, sometimes, you know what, if you're going from relationship to relationship, maybe you're just not meant to be in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and I know it's hard for some cats to accept that. But if you're in a bunch of different relationships and things just seem to keep going wrong at a certain point in a relationship, and you're moving on or they're moving on and you're going your separate ways, maybe it's just not meant to be. Maybe you're meant to be alone. But in that case, in most cases, guys are afraid to be alone. But they don't want But the reality is, maybe you're just, you know, maybe you need to have a girl, but y'all don't need to be living together. You know what I'm saying? And all that. Maybe y'all need to still keep, you know, maybe y'all still need to keep separate spaces. Because everybody out there knows, once you move in with he, with her or him, shit changes. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
When you see motherfuckers in their natural habitat, sometimes it can be a turn off. Sometimes it can be a turn on. Most times, it's going to be a turn off. You know what I'm saying? Because we all develop habits over the years. You know what I'm saying? And it's not easy just to stop them habits when somebody invades your space. Now, you can do it on a temporary basis when they just stopping through for that late night booty call, whatever, whatever.
Yes.
But once a motherfucker's there, 24/7, 365, the glove comes off. See what I'm saying? That's why I am a firm advocate of people living together before they get married. And I know a lot of people are going to disagree with that.
Of course.
This is my opinion. Because I feel that you need to see both sides of the curtain. Because everybody puts a good face on when you're dating. I want to see the ugly face.
That's
you
right. I want to see the non-makeup, the no weave. I need to see without the big eyelash. Now it's the eyelashes. What else do you need, man?
It ain't even all about that. I want to see a person in natural health. Because there's little pet peeves that bother me. And I know there's pet peeves that bother my wife. But I want to know if it's a deal breaker or not. You know what I'm saying? Little shit like when I first met my wife, she was eating Miracle Whip, B.
Oh, what the hell? Did you just say Miracle Whip?
Yeah.
Hold up, B. Hold up, ladies and gentlemen. I'm at the bomb this right here. Did he just say the hell Miracle Whip? You're gonna watch your tone on this show. We don't talk about no damn Miracle Whip on this show. You're gonna watch your damn tone, ladies and gentlemen. I am not responsible. I'm not responsible. Mike just said. I can't. We're not a Miracle Whip show. We're helmets. Damn that.
That's, bruh. I said my wife. But
I know. But you,
that
but
resolution
you
was
out,
handled very
you
quickly.
Out your mouth. You had to come out your
that's,
mouth. We don't.
Yo, the first time we went shopping, bro, that situation was handled. Because I wasn't going to buy no Miracle Whip and some fucking helmets. We're going to have to make a choice. Choice is made. It's going to be fucking helmets.
Damn right.
Feel me?
Yes.
But
do me
you know
loop
what?
There, son.
Yeah, I mean, jokingly, believe it or not, relationships break up over that kind of shit. And I know y'all will say out there, oh, no, there's no way. Yes way. You know what I'm saying? But you know what?
Word.
If you know before the fact, you know, you can make an educated decision. And this is why I'm an advocate of living together prior to tying a knot. Okay? As far as work, all I can say to that is if you really want to make something out of yourself, you really want to be that boss, you got to commit to the job wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can let the motherfuckers around you call you a sellout, Uncle Tom, because they're going to do all that. Okay? But, you know, if you in there doing this shit for your family and like you kept alluding to, yourself, fuck what they got to say around you. See what I'm saying? Because the reality is they want the same shit you want, but they don't want to work for it.
Well,
anytime they see another nigga or whatever working towards something, they're always going to be hating on. Always.
Yeah,
that's just par for the course. See what I'm saying?
That's right.
And if you let that shit bother you and hold you back, you'll never have shit in life. And that's real
talk. Right. That's it. That's it. Excellent, big dog. Excellent. Now we, yeah, bro. We at that time right now, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. For those that tuned in, this is the Uncle Talk Show. Yours truly, Mr. Nas and Mike Real. You can call him Mr., mm-hmm. of course. And, of course, the lovely Miss Diamond D. She's handling some business, but she will be back next week. Next week, you know. I don't know, Mike. You think they ready for that topic to be talked about behind the scenes? You think they ready
Which
for that?
One? Which one? We talk about a lot of shit behind the scenes, B.
They got me fucked up.
What, you got me fucked up?
You think they ready for that one? Or should we hold off?
No, actually, didn't you say Diamond had some shit she wanted to kind of get off her chest?
You know what? I think next week will be a great show, where sometimes letting go and getting off your chest. Let's make that a show. I think so. Because you know what? People, sometimes it's not healthy to hold on and keep things inside. Sometimes you have to let go, get it off your chest, and however you want to do it, whether it's constructive, whether it's indirect, you sometimes in life you got to get things off your chest, because you holding it in and not doing nothing to first of all talk about it, you're not going to take no action about it. If you're holding it in, you'll never go forward. If you're stuck in this pattern or this hold stance, you'll never go forward. So let go. Let it out. You know, so I think we're going to go that route. I like that, Mike. Let's do it. Let's let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go. Let it go. Release. Matter of fact, release yourself. What do you think, Mike?
Not release yourself.
Yes. Yes. You feel me? Yeah. So next week, we're going to release us. We're going to allow you to release yourself. We're gonna take it back too. We're gonna drop that for those who are a certain age. But you know, sometimes when you hear the lyrics of the song by the Illeams, you know, Google it if you're listening. You know, it's taking it back now. It's on YouTube. You listen to them and watch the lyrics. Sometimes in life you gotta release yourself. Now we're gonna go through the lineup. You know, because we're getting close to that time. You know, this is Shadow Worlds. We come to you every Wednesday. Every Wednesday at Eastern time. You can get the rebroadcast, Mike. You let the listeners know.
Yeah, let them know about that rebroadcast. You talk about the one down in Louisiana?
Louisiana, yeah, how they carry it as well.
Rebirth has to have moved us on up. You can listen to the rebroadcast. Well, you can always listen to us on the shadowworlds.com website in the archives. You know, all our shows are there. But if you want to hear the show again, they replay our show again. On Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Right.
That's when Rebirth plays us now. We're no longer on Saturdays. We're on Thursdays at 7:30 Central Standard Time.
Word.
You know, so, yeah. And I got to meet our counterpart out there when I was out in Louisiana last week. I mean, it wasn't a real long or lengthy meeting, but, you know, I hope the next time it can be a little longer, a little more involved. But I know she was busy with everything she was doing with the Legends Awards and all that kind of stuff. So, but it was still good to see her out there, you know, and I wish her great success with everything she's doing.
Yeah, definitely. And also, you can check out the Pretty Grinders. Secure the bag. We're going to hurry up. We got about 30 seconds, Mike. What night the Secure the Bag is on?
That's on Monday nights.
It will be Monday nights. Secure the Bag with the Pretty Grinders. You can check out the Pretty Grinders. Their blog is on shadowworlds.com. Feel free to check out the blog. And God bless everyone, man. You know, we really appreciate everybody, man, for tuning in. Big salute from yours truly, Mr. Nas. And Mike Real, and of course the lovely Miss Diamond D. Mike, anything else you want to tell our lovely listeners?
No, I mean, just everybody stay blessed, and we'll talk to you next week.
No doubt, no doubt. Thank you, everybody, listening. We'll see y'all next week. God bless.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show.
For listening to New Jersey and New York, this is the Unconcealed Talk Show.
This show is brought to you by Shadow Worlds Media.